Good morning. Today is Friday, March the 29th. Joining us this morning, Simple Country Therapist Lou Quimby. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, doctor. How in the heck are you?
Feeling almost either old or successful. I'm not sure which.
It's an interesting combination.
Yeah, well, Monday starts our 37th year of this show. So today's the last day I'm 36.
Oh.
Last day you're 36.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Yeah. Well, okay, I can put confused in there then, too, apparently.
Yes, confused
is
good.
Help us out with our why do we say it.
Fit as a fiddle. What is the reason we say someone is fit as a fiddle? The phrase originally was fit as a fiddler and referred to the stamina of fiddlers who could play for a dance all night long without getting tired. Da-da.
That, believe it or not, I was going to guess that or it was the shape of the instrument itself.
Ah.
Yeah, narrow at the hip.
Yeah.
Yeah,
here's another one, flame. How did the word flame come to mean an object of our affections? Just as in our popular songs, June is always used to rhyme with moon, the common rhyme of the French classics is flamme and amé. So we call our loved ones amé, a flame, flamme. It's an interesting bit of English and French all together.
Okay.
Well, so much for that.
I was thinking more like Foster's flambé.
Oh, no,
it's a dessert.
It's not culinary.
Yeah. Apparently, it is not.
Romantic, not culinary.
Oh, so what trends are you seeing with your group? Are they same old, same old?
More sex, less fighting.
That's pretty consistent, isn't it?
No.
No? I wouldn't think that the opposite had ever been a primary.
More fighting
and less sex.
People often come in because there's more fighting and less sex.
Right, but that's not the goal.
Then they lose their sex life and they go, wait a minute, what's wrong here? Let's go get our heads candled. And then they do, and then they get more sex.
Are there any trends that you see, though?
Well, sex, of course, is not a constant substitute for intimacy. No, what was your question? Sorry. I had a moment of clarity there, and I missed it.
You had to share it really quickly
before
it got foggy.
Went away. Yes. Yeah.
The fog, the clouds opened, and then they closed.
And they closed, yes. Now you see it, now you don't.
Have you seen any different in the trend-wise?
Trend-wise?
Over, like, say, the last 40 years of
I have
concerns
not.
Or anything?
I have not.
It's just it's the
not.
Human condition?
I do process work, not content work. I don't care what people do for a living, their sex, science, politics, religion. I'm interested in the process work, and that's how people think, feel, believe in their head, their heart, and their gut. That's what gets them into trouble, and that's what can get them out of trouble. So, social trends, oh, sure. When I was a kid, I didn't know what iPhone meant. Neither did Mr. Apple.
Yeah, good reason, yeah.
Good reason. Nobody knew what Apple meant. But now I are one. I just eased myself into the 21st century with an Apple 10, which is interesting. Speaking of trends, it opens up a whole new world for me. All I have to do is, hey, Siri, what is the meaning of blah, blah, blah,
life.
Blah? And then Siri comes up with, I have found 6 references for you. And it's bang, right on the spot. So my insatiable curiosity can get satisfied in literally 30 seconds. And otherwise, I had to go to the dictionary, or nowadays, go on Google for the internet. When I was a kid, it was always the dictionary or set of encyclopedias. So my, and they, knowledge base was narrow. Now, Google does not have
But vetted.
Well, Google's vetted, pretty much.
It depends on what site you go to.
Yeah.
The whole Wikipedia phenomenon.
Some
right?
of my friends say yes, some of my friends say no, and I tend to agree with my friends.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with Rex's coming out party this morning, does it? Some say yes and
Rex
some say
Bone?
No. Yeah.
What happened
just
this morning?
Just announcing that he's running.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the official kickoff.
Oh, he's running.
Oh, that's the true political response to anything, right?
Huh?
Huh? Yeah, well, that's another good... Now we've got choices.
Yeah.
With the...
You know the difference between ignorance and apathy.
I don't know and I don't care.
I don't know and I don't care. That's it.
with the advent of internet and cell phones and texting and emails I've heard some things recently that are indicating great concern about social interaction, how people interact. Can they interact? Do they interact?
I'm sorry, I just was distracted for a moment.
See?
I was telling you about
but the face-to-face, the ability to communicate, either in writing, regular, or even just seeing their baby blues.
My experience.
Things are changing.
My experience has been people have as much trouble communicating with each other as they did before. Before they came in with smartphones around their neck or in their pocket. I find that it's just the same. People don't know how to talk without being defensive, and they don't know how to talk without taking it personally. So that was true 50 years ago, and it's true now. So defensiveness is when people take things personally. What do you mean? What am I angry about? I have good reason to be angry at you. So they take it personally, and then the cat fight starts. And whenever that starts, then it's over. You know, the ABC of how to stop, shut something down in the middle of everything, anger, blame, and criticism always shuts it down, gets off the subject, turns it into a personal fight, and nothing gets accomplished except the bleeding off of some energy, which is optional anyway.
Well, it's intriguing, the personal thing. I like pick a team. I like the Buffalo Sabres. Well, they're not going to win this year.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, yeah, and phew,
the Buffalo Sabres.
It's like, well, okay.
They're a crummy team anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So gentlemen can laugh about that. But if you're in a sports bar with a couple of beers in you, those are fighting words.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know.
They're more important.
A balancing
things.
Of, okay, is this worth, to use a phrase I've been told, worth driving a stake on or not?
No, it is not.
And if it's not,
no.
Yeah, okay, fine, thanks.
Don't do it.
Another beer, please. KINS, news, or whatever. It's 8:19.
Yeah.
We know you love Easy Radio, singing out loud, really out loud, to your favorite songs. But what about when you're traveling out of the area? Easy Radio can be heard throughout the area on 910 AM and 104.1 FM in Curry and Del Norte counties. And if you're in Humboldt County, 980 AM. That's Easy Radio, 910 AM in Brookings, 104.1 FM in Del Norte and Curry County, and 980 AM in Humboldt County. Good radio is easy.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Lou, the concept of a word is interesting.
Yeah.
And how people's functional definitions of it is more interesting.
A word?
Yeah.
A word?
The word I wrote down here before the show was mature. Let's talk about being mature.
Oh, my God.
And it can go all over the joint.
Oh, you're
right?
Telling me. Yeah. First of all, it's used as an epithet to put somebody down. You're not being mature. Therefore, I win. You're immature, and I'm very mature. So
you bad me good.
So shut up and listen.
Yeah.
So it's often used as a control maneuver. But it's interesting about juvenile, mature. Juvenile is a scientific word for a stage of growth in an insect. Juvenile insects, or mammals, juvenile mammal. So it's interesting how people use and misuse words, and they use them for their own purposes.
Yeah, the 10th definition in Webster says.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the one I use all the time.
Yeah.
That's the definitive meaning of the word.
Well, I was thinking from my definition.
Yeah, that's right.
The correct definition, if you will, for the moment.
We
mature is no better. K-N-O-W.
No better.
You know better.
Yeah, my definition of mature is do better.
All right.
Knowledge.
I believe we're related.
Yeah,
could be kissing cousins, but we're related. Yeah.
Knowledge by itself is interesting, but it's not enough. Unless there's a plan, action plan for behavior, knowing something isn't going to get you home. Why do you do that? Well, because I can. Does your wife like it? No. Why do you do it? Because I can. Do you know that she doesn't like it? Yeah. Why do you keep doing it? Eh, it's a habit.
You've heard that one before then.
What's that?
You're saying it with expertise.
Oh, yeah. Familiarity and expertise, yeah. Yes. So an action plan is very important when you know, K-N-O-W, know something.
I'm writing down one of the tried and trues that we talk about in the sales end of the building. Education without action is entertainment.
Oh, that's interesting.
Same concept.
Yeah, that's a sports bar.
Yeah. To know and not to do is not to know? This is one that I think I've heard in other circles too.
I would change that to know and not to do is not to believe.
Okay.
If you know something and don't believe in it, then there's no action. Because people know lots and lots and lots of things. But without action, there's no belief.
Yeah, I know I shouldn't be doing this.
In the value of what you know, yeah.
Yeah.
So when people say, I know better, I go, so what? What are you doing about it? Nothing. Next.
Yeah. Yeah, there was. I had the opportunity one time to go to Mark Twain Library in Hannibal, Missouri.
Hannibal, yeah.
Yeah, which is where they...
Mark Twain Factory.
Well, yeah, and there's the house, and they have the house on the hill
and
with the white picket fence.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's where
the
real Tom Sawyer was.
The fence,
and, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
And there's a bucket
not,
of white
not walls. During tourist season, I might add, so
we could
actually see it and walk around. But he said, you know, if you know how to read but don't, are you any better off than those that don't know how to read? That was 20 years ago, and that was one I locked on. It's like, okay.
That's interesting.
So, yeah.
Because I think people that don't know how to read may be better off because they experience life intuitively and emotionally and intellectually right in front of them without the interceding problems of reading, interpreting, looking at opinions, balancing opinions, balancing thoughts, balancing philosophies, right? There are some people who...
But how sad would life be if you didn't know about anybody's philosophies? The historical one, the old one, the
Greeks,
masters, quote-unquote.
Plato, Euripides.
Yeah. I mean, if you didn't know any
your
of
mama.
That... Yeah.
Euripides and
wouldn't
your
that
mama.
Be, wouldn't that be a cool pseudonym?
Well, your mama?
Or a pseudonym for an author.
For your mama.
Yo mama. Spelled phonetically, so you got a couple of silent letters
in there, too,
so nobody
right.
really gets too lit
It'd
up
be
about
an H
it.
And a G, the
yeah.
silent letters in there, yeah.
But go on.
Well, there some people who don't read are miserable, and some people who do read are miserable. So I think it has to do with what goes on in their head and their heart rather than the capacity to read or not. No, I like reading because I'm an information junkie. So I like as much information, perspective, opinions, thoughts, beliefs, different theoretical constructs. So think of it this way. A brilliant cut diamond has 54 facets on it. And you can look through any one of those 54 facets and see the inside of the diamond. So if the diamond has a little flaw on the inside, most of them do, and you look through any of those facets, you get a slightly different view. Not a completely different view, a slightly different view. And so that's like all the theoretical constructs about human behavior. It's like looking through a different facet of the diamond. Freud, Jung, Adler, Ericksonian stuff. And if you look inside, you see, oh, well, it's pretty much the same. The theoretical orientations, they have different construct, different technology, but the inside pretty much the same.
KINS News and Information. And geez, you didn't even have to pay tuition for that. KINS News and Information time is 8:30.
Attention all you outdoor gear geeks. If you've been waiting for huge discounts on the best outdoor gear, then mark your calendars because Pacific Outfitters of Eureka is hosting their annual Spring Warehouse Sale this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, March 29th, 30th, and 31st. Our new spring gear, apparel, and footwear is showing up right now and we need to make room, so take advantage of these ridiculous deals this weekend. This year, our spring warehouse sale will be located in our store and not in the parking lot.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, along with Murphy's Markets. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about words, and the reason I brought mature up was just as an easy example. I would suggest that most people don't try to find out what the functional definition of the word is that might light you on fire.
Well, they often.
I have my definition for the word and project it onto you instead of finding out, well, what is your definition? If it's the same, okay, we're on the same wavelength. If not, one of us is going to be operating, you know, with only four cylinders.
Right. They often get the meaning of something from their parents or a book they read in at home or in school. And there's two approaches to the word. One is the definition, which is in the dictionary, or the denotation. And then the connotation is the meanings that people put to it. So there's the
I just wrote down cultural use of the word, you know, as it evolves
right.
And
then there's,
changes.
There's individual culture inside a family. There's small culture inside a school system. Jacoby Creek has a different culture than Eureka High School for a number of obvious reasons. Age difference is one of them.
Different people.
Different people, location. So people learn the connotations. Not everybody uses the dictionary. When I was a student, not everybody looked in the dictionary for what words meant, interestingly enough. And then we had a Rotary project, which meant giving a dictionary to third graders, which is a great resource for a kid, unless they're up on Google, which right. Which is now
things,
which is
things
what
are
happens.
Evolving.
They can look up words bingo without even picking up a book or having to riffle through the So learning the definition is one thing; the connotation is another. So if you say you're a big fat boob, what does that mean? Well, booby is a word used to, it's a nickname for that big bird, the albatross, on the Pacific Islands. And they're called boobies because they look so stupid when they waddle across the runway trying to get their wings up in the air enough to take off. Once they take off, they can soar literally for days. They sleep on the wing. So if you look at what an albatross is and the name for them, a booby, and then you're just a great big booby, and you got all sorts of emotional stuff going on there without any particular definition of what booby means. So people are sloppy with a lot of words. And then they live with the results.
I wrote down jargon.
Jargon.
You were saying Jacoby Creek versus the high school, different ages, different neighborhoods, different players.
Yeah.
We all have jargon, too. Within whatever the industry is,
you betcha.
We have. Whether it's the industrial jargon, personal jargon, community jargon.
Yeah.
All having different, oftentimes, different definitions.
Yeah.
right. how people reacted.
And the not, yeah, different definitions and clearly different connotations. If you talk to somebody about what's it mean to be conservative or what's it mean to be liberal, oh my goodness, you can open up a real batch of definitional and connotational discussions. And that's when I say, well, I'm interested in your opinion, but I don't want to hear it from you at the top of your lungs. So lots of people don't like to discuss where their opinion comes from. And my dad told me, so that means it's true. Shut up. My dad told me, therefore it's true. Oh, see, that's another thing about generational stuff. One is 50 years old. Two, most kids don't have the faintest idea where dad learned what it is that he learned or why he learned it. That sort of thing.
Yeah, not without asking.
Without asking. Yeah. And a lot of parents do not educate their children at the dinner table, which is one of the best places to educate your children at the dinner table. Break bread, pass the coffee, tea, milk, and chat, and then listen. Parents got two jobs. First job is food, clothing, shelter, and do your homework. The second job is paying attention.
I didn't see that level on Maslow's triangle, by the way.
No, it's not there.
Do your homework.
It's not
food, shelter, and then do your homework is the third one up.
Homework isn't one of those.
Okay.
Then the second job parents have is paying attention to a child's personhood, which means taking an active interest in how a child thinks, feels, believes, what's important to him. Got a girlfriend, bring her home for milk and cookies. Got a boyfriend, bring him home for milk and cookies. And discuss values, feelings, stuff that happens at school. How do you deal with bullies?
People stuff.
People stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, some kids grow up never having that.
Or perhaps defining the word differently. I wrote down traffic. What does traffic mean for you?
Just heads up. Keep my head in a swivel.
Okay.
So I'm a flight instructor, so traffic means you got to look around. Drop your wings, check.
For a lot of folks traffic
in the
probably
air.
Means cars.
Yeah. Interesting.
Look outside where you are right now. Traffic is probably that. For us, traffic is commercials.
Interestingly enough, if you drive from Eureka to Arcata and you see somebody coming up on Indianola Road and you look in your windshield, if their position on the windshield does not move, you're going to hit them. Same thing in an airplane. You see an aircraft 3 o'clock crossing, and they don't move on your windshield, you're going to collide. So it's an interesting little bit of information that you're never told in driver training.
Just an observation.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not a, I want to use the right word here. I'll have to think about it during the break.
Use the wrong word.
No. KIDS, News and Information Times, 843.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The Los Angeles flight is a great success. Did you hear? Starting May 29th, we'll have a second departure to Los Angeles. It makes it even easier to visit sunny SoCal. What's more, we'll have flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a few hours away from the Mile High City or wherever you want to go. This will make connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 847. Boy, we're looking for that one pearl of wisdom from Mr. Quimby today. We only got 2.5 minutes to go. You better pearl up here, buddy.
I got one.
Knock your socks.
I found a new one. I used one from AA that I found out years and years ago. That's HALT. Don't make decisions when you're hungry, angry, lonely, tired. H-A-L-T. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Then I was at an ethics workshop, and I found another one. Wait. W-A-I-T. Now, here's a pearl of wisdom. W-A-I-T. Why am I talking? Which is one hell of a question. Why am I talking? What am I doing here? Why am I talking?
It's intriguing, I think, for a lot of folks who haven't had experience in whatever their arena is. to talk to the masters, or their mentors, or people who've done it for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Inevitably, it seems as if they want to add to the conversation.
Yeah, I hope so.
Or dominate the conversation in that kind of setting instead of going 90-10. Let me ask a question, and then I'll be quiet and listen and note.
You know, that'll be the day.
Rather than trying to prove myself. You know, if I'm talking to a marketing guru type, I'm not going to tell him what I think. I know what I think. I want to hear what he thinks.
Yeah, right.
So why would I want to try to dominate a conversation?
Exactly. I was a student assistant in junior high school and high school and college in any class that needed a student assistant. And my thinking, even as a kid, was I already know what I know, and I want to know what they know. And so I went into the thing knowing what I knew, and then I learned what the teacher knew about this, that, and the other thing, and the whatever. So it was fascinating to learn from other people who knew more and different than what I knew.
And then hopefully retain?
Hopefully retain.
Yeah.
Why do you say those things? What do you mean hopefully retain?
Well, too often folks are exposed to things and they dismiss it rather than trying to anticipate it and make themselves a little bit better because of that experience.
Oh, I'm not dismissive.
Ah, but we're being dismissed right now. 'Cause
we are indeed.
Show's out. Thanks for coming by. See everybody tomorrow.